It's time for AI nonsense. It's Friday.
It's August 9th. And yeah, nonsense, AI.
Robot.
And robot.
Robot and AI go together.
Yes.
We consider AI robots here. We're inclusive at Level 1 Techs. And this, you know, I keep including these stories because they're kind of feel-good stories, but it really is just the same story over and over. DeepMind, or one of the big AI people, they point the AI at a disease, and it gets real good at detecting it. Way better than humans in a small amount of time.
Well, as long as the data set is good. And CNBC has the headline, Google's DeepMind says that its AI tech can spot acute kidney disease 48 hours before doctors spot it. So, that, and you read this article, and it just gets more impressive.
This is something that, oops, I just put a bunch of marks in there.
Oh.
This is something that would require dialysis or you die. And it can get it 24 hours or 48 hours earlier, which is pretty big deal, right? Because I think kidney damage can set in.
Yeah.
And it could you could go, like, get off scot-free outside of the dialysis or get damaged kidneys could be the difference between the AI and the AI.
My impression of it, and this is probably wrong, probably, like, you know, medical people in the comments are going to cringe, but my impression of it was if we catch it early, we can unplug your kidneys, plug you into the dialysis machine. Your kidneys can heal because there's not crap running through them. And then you still live because your giant outdoor kidneys are still working.
My concern only that I had with this was I think it was through what Bureau of Veterans Affairs.
Yeah.
And like VAs are always kind of like.
Well, that's just where they got the data.
Oh. Okay.
So it was when the VA killed people with acute kidney shutdown.
I just saw a VA and it was like, well, who knows how good that is?
Not,
like
the VA did not create the AI. That was Google.
My favorite despair poster is. Mistakes. It could be that the purpose of your life is only to serve as a warning to others.
Oh.
And that's kind of like the people that submitted
that. Should go in the intern room here at the office.
It's especially dark in that context. Robots. Now, we talked about the little robots that they only had like one moving part.
Yeah.
And they were foldable.
Like little inchworms.
You might have been gone that week, Wendell. But they could work together and stuff. And it's funny because it seems to be more and more we're moving toward little, super simple robots, right? Because you think of robots, you think of these real complex machines. No. Maybe that's not what the world needs. Maybe we need super simple robots that we can stomp on.
Surprisingly, speedy, soft robot survives being stepped on. It's small. It's quick. It's more robust than a cockroach.
Ugh.
Let's build a lot of them.
So it's only got this one little flipper here.
Well, they built another one that had two.
Yeah, they have a couple different. And, like, there you go.
There's its method of locomotion. It can flex here, and it can work its little flipper. But it can move, what was it, like 6 body lengths per second?
Yeah.
Now, the amazing thing about this article, and you look at this chart, and you're like, oh, okay, so yeah, here's an elephant. It's got a lot of mass, but it moves pretty good. And it's like, what is this? They point out what that is. It's some kind of mite that can move like 120 body lengths per second.
Wow.
It's the greatest speed to mass ratio of any animal, and it's some kind of little dust mite or something.
That's what's currently living in my lungs.
No, just, that's the flu.
Just running around in a circle. So, yeah, these little guys are super fast, and it did say that once they've been stepped on, they move at about a third of the speed.
Oh, so, they get hurt.
There's a...
I don't
know exactly what they would use them for. I guess like exploration would be a big thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They talk about that. It's like, you know, if you've got like a bomb situation, you can send an army of them in to map something. But then you also have to have like sensor hardware and crap like that on it.
Also, I don't know how long that battery would last. They did have a very low power.
I thought the wire thing that was running out next to the coin was like an external power supply.
It might have been. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have to do that. Although they weigh a great deal less than a peanut, and they could carry a peanut like 6 inches or something. So,
neat.
If you have a bunch of them together, you could carry like 10 peanuts. It'd be crazy. Deepfakes. They are a scourge, or maybe they're wonderful, depending on what, you know, which way you look at the issue.
Well, I mean,
probably terrible.
Yeah, but this article, I don't know.
Well, so deepfakes are a problem, right? What are we going to do about it? Because it's going to change the election. It's going to get people in trouble. The poor girls. There was that app that took any picture and made it nude. You know, that kind of thing. So how do we fight against it? And it's AI to the rescue.
A two-week No, sorry. A two-track algorithm to detect deepfake images. A neural network-based tool can spot image manipulation at a level of single pixels.
Would you say it can tell by the pixels?
Literally, Krista. It looks at individual pixels. Now, this is a Photoshop. The branch was not there in the original. So when this thing scans, it finds like the pixel by pixel version and the deep fake detection version will focus like something right here. And they'll point it out. And that's how you know.
So what's going to happen is the people that are doing the deep fakes algorithm are going to use this algorithm to feed back into their algorithm.
And I don't know how hard that'll be because the pixel based scan, I'm not sure exactly how that works, but the deep fake portion of the scan looks for too much smoothing.
Hmm.
Because obviously if you want to replace something, you want to smooth the edges, right? So in the source video, it actually isn't as smooth as a deep fake. And when they find that, that's how they know. So you could just back that off a little bit and maybe defeat this.
This reminds me of the war on spam. So you guys still get spam, right?
From time to time, I've been known to get some spam messages.
Hundreds of billions of dollars has been spent on trying to stop spam.
That's what worries me about the robocall thing.
Yeah.
Because I had to answer my phone because I was waiting to hear back from the HVAC contractors.
And then they know. The robots know.
I don't know, but you end up answering some robocalls.
I've definitely noticed that when I'm working and I ignore my phone, it rings less. But like if I answer one robocall, all of a sudden I'll get like 7 robocalls in a row.
They're probably selling data to each other.
Yeah.
In some incestuous. Yeah. Terrible. Now, this is an interesting article. This was paywalled, so I had to go and look for a different source. The source I found for this was Sports Illustrated, and it was so biased against this that I couldn't glean any good facts from it. It was just it was a hit piece.
The Wall Street Journal has this version, now calling balls and strikes robot umpires. Baseball's future has arrived in the Atlantic League with the introduction of an automated strike zone. If the experiment goes well, the days of players imploring umps to schedule an eye exam could soon come to an end. So what's going to happen is the umpires or whoever are going to like smear Vaseline on the lenses or sabotage the machines in some way.
But outside intervention, I would think that would work pretty well because
No, it does. It works perfectly.
Yeah.
It's radar-based, and it's not ever wrong. And the umpire can still...
it's not that hard of a data. Just need a shoulder.
Yeah, but the hardcore sports people are saying that that's part of the game. Right?
Is the person...
The human element. And when you take that out, it sterilizes it in a way that changes everything.
Are they saying that baseball is so boring that that's the only thing they can get excited about is umpire calls?
But see, here's the thing about it. That would speed the game up. Which is what they need, right?
Yeah.
Although, you know what that's bad for? Commercials.
Mm.
Yeah. So, the Sports Illustrated people, they were like, this is a slippery slope, and before you know it, every part of the game is going to be, it's going to be AI everywhere, and it's just going to be sterile, and it's going to be terrible. So,
that sounds amazing.
Also, this is the Atlantic League. I imagine that's Europe, right? It's because the baseball leagues are the American League and the National League, and this ain't one of them. So, who cares? I thought this was going to be robotic. It wasn't.
Nope.
But it's still amazing.
Scientists create a contact lens that will zoom when you blink twice. It doesn't say how much the zoom is. But it's electrical. So when you blink twice, it's somehow able to get enough electricity to change the focal length of the contact. And it does. It's like a micro-electromechanical device. And this is cool AF.
Yeah.
Imagine how much easier it'd be for me to read stories from back here.
Yeah, but imagine you get dust in your eye or something.
Oh, and then you're like,
and you're blinking, and it's just like you throw up because of the constant shift of your perspective. But it is amazing that you don't. It's electric, but you don't need a power source.
Side note: skip back to the image here, so they can see it. They can't see it right now. Look at how disgusting his contact is, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You need to rinse that off.
Get the little particles.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, dust and crap in it.
He probably just pulled it out of the. Those are probably bubbles.
Oh.
I don't know. Mine don't look like that when I put them in.
Who's that? That's Thomas.
That must be the photographer.
Trushel. So I think that's a stock photograph.
Here's an InfoSec pro tip for you guys: don't take a picture of your finger that close up because it can be used to unlock your phone.
Go get into Thomas's phone.
See, there's two kinds of people who notice how filthy the contact lens is and the people who notice fingerprints.
But yeah, these are super cool. And I don't think two blinks is the answer, but there could be look up and to the left and swirl your eye twice or whatever.
Swirl your eye. Like, you know, people think you're just being really sarcastic, but you're zooming in.
That would be funny, wouldn't it? If you're like in public and you're trying to surreptitiously check out girls or whatever, and people are like, "Don't twirl your eyes. I know what you're doing. You filthy thing." It's like, "No, no, there's dust."
Totally dust.
I was just picturing the meme guy where he's like blinking and like, you know, it's like, "What did you just say?"
Oh, I love that picture.
Yeah, you couldn't blink out your Morse code.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't work. You'd be zooming in. You'd be, like, totally disoriented from doing that. Last week, we talked about this crazy Japanese scientist who wanted to put human cells into rats. And I was like, wow, that's madness. We shouldn't be doing that. What is he thinking? And China said, hold my beer.
Scientists are making human-monkey hybrids in China. So I had a different take on this. Like, remember the guy that was using CRISPR to make genetically enhanced humans? And China was like, no, bro, we can't work on humans. And he's like, well, can I take human DNA and stick it in monkeys? And they were like, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, that's, yeah.
But
that's
no.
Totally okay.
That was literally banned until a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
They lifted the ban. And the Japanese guy was like, oh, okay, give me some rats. And then China was like, nope, we're going monkey. Let's just step it up.
The one thing that the scientists complained about is that the gestation period for monkeys were too long. But there was a disturbing throwaway line in that, which was, even though the gestation period is kind of long for monkeys, it's really important that we figure out what the crossbreeding parameters are between humans and monkeys. And
yeah, like, that was like the end line of the article, and I was like, what? This article was already scary from the headline.
Isn't that how we got HIV?
It's a dark world that we live in, and if we eventually get chimera monkeys that you can impregnate, somebody's going to do it, and we need to head that off at the pass. At all costs.
Well, I mean, look, we have sex robots. A sex monkey is not, I mean.
That'd be a great YouTube video. Compare and contrast. But the good news is they're not going to let these come to term. They're going to terminate them at like 4 or 5 weeks.
Well, they say that, but really they're just going to go to the basement facility.
Well, how about this scenario, right? We're going to do this. You know, we got them. They're in their tanks or whatever. Earthquake. Everybody's killed. The building is, you know, like it just falls in half or whatever. But the tanks are still intact.
Pretty sure that's how we got Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, and then these apes are born, and they go out into an earthquake-torn civilization, and they're mad with lust. And before you know it, we're just swarming with chimera babies.
If Gus Fring can have an underground lab facility in his, you know, modest little laundry service, China, of course, is going to have some ridiculous underground lab facility that's working on this from now until the end of time.
This was probably the darkest story in the nonsense section. Ryan's had a habit of, like, the last 3 or 4 weeks of having a really dark story. That was the one.
Well, I think that was pretty interesting.
It was definitely more tech-related. Yeah.
People need to be, well, tech? That's some pretty impressive technology.
It's something.
It's also the Jurassic Park thing where it's like scientists were, you know,
they're so occupied with whether they could do something, they didn't stop to think if they should.
Yeah, it's bad.
We'll see. We'll see how long it takes for them to be like, you know what? This is going so well. We're just going to let one be born and put it in a Chinese school. Oh,
it
Burger
just keeps
King.
Screaming, kill me.
Burger King, we've talked about this for a while. I mean, not us necessarily, but the world. The world is on fire for the impossible meat, the impossible burger, and the wait is over. This will be the 9th, right? Yeah. So yesterday, you can literally go right now and get one.
The Impossible Whopper is coming to every Burger King in America next week.
I have to say, this isn't the picture here, the video. It does not look particularly
appetizing.
Look
at that cheese.
I'm more concerned about the tone of the meat.
It looks like standard fast food.
It looks pinkish. The one down here looks better. That one looks, that's like the professional photographer version.
Yeah, that's like the food photography painting.
This is the one you're going to get.
Yeah. Now you said, Ryan, you said you would eat Impossible Meat, right?
I'd try it, you know.
So in Canada, they already had Impossible Meat.
Did you try
it? I did. And
but was it Impossible?
That's why you have the flu now.
Probably.
Was it Impossible or was it the other one?
It was the plant-based one.
I think they both are.
Okay, I don't know then. It was a meat-free meat substitute, and it was shockingly close to a low-quality meat patty.
Which is what Burger King serves you. That's what everybody says. See, that's why I would try it, because I'm so curious.
I mean, like thinking like McDonald's Quarter Pounder, basically indistinguishable.
Qdoba, I think, does the Impossible Meat, too, now.
I don't know that
the options is fake.
Outside of the red meat causes cancer thing, I don't know this is a huge health benefit.
I wouldn't, well, and like, it's so new. who knows, like, how it will affect you long term. It's probably fine, but
the research team at Impossible probably knows, but they're not telling.
Was it Terry Pratchett that did Good Omens? Wasn't one of the Horsemen of the Apocalypse in Good Omens the guy that was bringing fake food, like food that was not actually food, like he was the famine?
Oh yeah, I didn't have any nutrition.
Yeah,
it was him and Neil Gaiman co-wrote that.
Oh, okay,
they made that into one of those streaming videos. But
yeah, I gotta watch that. I need to download.
A lot of Christian groups came out against it. So go check that out. You've all heard the news at this point. They had a Fortnite tournament. The grand prize was $3 million, and shocking everyone, a very young man took it home.
First Fortnite World Cup champion, Booga, a 16-year-old American, takes home $3 million. I wanted to think this is the same guy that dropped out of school, but that's not the case.
No,
that kid wasn't that old yet.
No.
I also read this username is Bugga, like Bugaboo.
Could be.
You know,
like I mean, phonetically.
I couldn't
be
bothered to watch a video about this.
Yeah, I didn't.
Although I was thinking about Krista as I read this, because it's like, Krista, you know, you could just level up a little bit more in Overwatch. And
I would have to get really good, and I'm not that good.
Now, Booga or Bugga, whatever he may be, had a 59 points, so they weighted kills in this game to try and prevent you from just camping your way to victory and hiding away.
Oh, okay.
So
the coward strat that I employ.
You got points for kills and points for winning, so you had to be aggressive. He got 59 points, the next closest, 33.
Wow.
Dominated.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, it's cool that he's young, but I feel like it's not really that surprising because a 16-year-old, like, their whole, yeah, like, A, they have better reflexes, and B, like, if you're 16, you probably don't have a whole lot going on in your life except for school and then Fortnite.
Because of that, how long do you think his reign could conceivably be?
A year or two.
That's going to be a hard crash.
My mental picture of a 16-year-old that plays, like, Twitch shooter games has morphed into Beavis from Beavis and Butthead, like, when he's, like, going crazy, like that.
I don't think Beavis had a lot of hand-eye coordination. So, yeah, they say that they're going to do a lot more of these tournaments. Apparently, it was widely watched. And, of course, it got a ton of PR from this. Yeah. So he will have a lot more chances to win money. And
he should segue it into a streaming career.
He does. He streams.
Oh, okay.
And but he plays like 8 hours a day, of course. You know.
Yeah.
Well, when you think about it, I mean, $3 million is not really a lot considering all of the media and stuff that's involved here. It's probably just a drop in the bucket.
He's also already on an esports team, the Sentinels.
Oh, okay. I think Krista, they're owned by someone who's Overwatch League.
The LA Gladiators, yes. So what your life could have been if you didn't throw it away by getting married.
I think the oldest person in Overwatch League is 33. I've still got time.
Yeah, but every year.
Every year, you know, just, like, slips away a little bit more.
But not just slips away because you're getting older, but that younger generation sees that $3 million, so it just gets harder and harder as the world finds out about it. The normies go into it. We've actually hit that point. So we talked about the DoorDash thing and the tip problem. A lot of... Actually, I did put this in here. This was the thing I was reading about where... the tippers said, oh, yeah, like, we tip 79% of the time. We tip, and we tip big. And the driver's like, you know, like, 70% of the time, I don't get a tip. So somebody's lying. But the drivers also admitted something else that's very disgusting.
Worried the delivery drivers are eating orders? You have good reason. So this is a very long article that could be summed up in restaurants really need to put tamper-evident seals on their takeout orders.
Yeah, I mean... If people are willing to lick ice cream in a supermarket, imagine what your delivery driver's willing to do.
I think they said, what was it, 29% of delivery drivers said that they had...
One in four, yeah.
Yeah. So now on my list of things to ask if I'm doing this is, does your restaurant put some kind of security seal on the takeout order? And if the answer is no, we're not doing it.
Yeah, but I mean, it'll be tough to do on like a bag of McDonald's. I guess you could put a sticker or something on there, but I feel like they could pry that loose.
They've done that with I've gotten the breakfast thing before, and I've gotten a little sticker on it. It's like it's taped shut real good, and it's like your order was checked or whatever. And if you couldn't, like, it would rip the bag if you messed with it.
I've noticed that there is no ice cream without a plastic tab anymore.
Yeah, that's true though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And drinks are always not sealed in any way.
It should be like a ink thing that, like, squirts you with ink and you try to open it and you don't.
Yeah, that's gonna be good for the environment. See, that's the other side of this, is they're going to start putting plastic in it, and people are going to be like, think of the turtles. And
I like turtles.
So just keep that in mind. And if you're a driver, don't do that. Come on. That's terrible. Maybe, you know,
a
way...
Do they get, like, lunch breaks? How does that work, actually? That's a good
point. It's your own boss. So if you're chasing all that money and you can skip taking 15 minutes to eat, make another delivery...
Oh, man, they didn't give me your sides. I don't know. Sorry.
Here's the way you get around that, right? And it benefits everybody except the consumer, except I think the consumer would like it. It's you can designate a snack for your delivery driver in your order.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that would be cool.
Yeah. You're welcome, McDonald's.
What if, like, they have a food allergy, though? It's like, oh, here's some here's some noodle, peanut fill, noodles from
they
the
can
Thai
fill
place.
That out on their profile. Wow. You really can't, like, every idea
you
just gets ruined
win.
Immediately because of the snowflakes. Krista, this article, I definitely thought of you when I was reading it because you, of course, have that irrational fear of the black hole
the
sneaking
black hole
up.
Spiraling into Earth, yes.
And,
it makes no sense, but...
We would never see it coming, right? A black hole would be able to just very carefully come up. It would
That's
stay,
the sound it would make.
It would stay on the dark side of the planet and, like, just keep rotating with it and sneak up and then just be on us. So,
yeah.
Well...
You keep hitting search.
No.
Stop. It snuck up on a scientist stunned by city killer asteroid that just missed Earth.
So I missed this story, but yeah, the asteroids are bad.
It was fairly small compared to some of the other ones they track, and they said that it's actually not too surprising that they missed it.
Yeah, because it was so small, but of course it doesn't need to be big. They compared it to the one in Russia that blew up in the atmosphere and knocked out all the windows. So,
if that landed in downtown New York, we wouldn't have Manhattan anymore.
That's
if it
what
landed,
they said,
but even if it didn't land, it can cause a lot of problems.
Yeah.
So it is, was it like 45,000 miles?
Yeah, there's like a 66% chance it's going to land in the ocean. It's fine. And by the time global warming's over, it's probably going to be like 72% chance it's going to land in the ocean. It's probably fine.
Oh, you know what? That's a good. You should like if you're, you know, a right winger, you should lobby. That global warming is a natural asteroid shield.
That's where we are with modern news, sadly.
Anything to get the win for your side.
Fox News can get that article up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to use any facts anyway, so. I really can't think of a good intro to this
There's no segue here, yeah.
This will be great for furry conventions.
Scientists create a fabric that smells better the more you sweat. I don't believe that.
I don't believe it. So apparently it's like, it's not something that's like infused with like anything, but there's something that they change using pig snouts.
It was like a, pig saliva type thing. You know how pigs are the only ones that can smell like truffles and stuff?
Yeah.
So I think they have some stuff in their nose that reacts with certain things. And they use that with citronella.
Which I don't think citronella smells
good. That doesn't smell
good.
Good.
And that's what you would smell like wearing one of these shirts.
But they did... point out that it would be naturally anti-mosquito. So
I feel like this might be have a nice application for like hiking clothes. That being said though, like every time you wash this, how like would that even hold up? Like so many questions.
That's a good question.
There was
it's all very new research.
When I went to Taiwan, there was actually the immunologist or whatever that was giving me all the shots. There's a thing you can put in your laundry that will automatically do insect repellent, and it had kind of a floral citronella-ish scent, and it's like once you do one load with that, it's good for three or four washings.
Oh, so that's I know what you're talking about. I've used it before, but it's like it's hard. You don't put it in the wash; like you spray it on there, and then it's like keep your animals away from it because it will kill them. it's brutal. Once it's dry, it's fine, but I've used it.
Here in the U.S., we have a bit of a problem in some of our major cities.
It's the thing that I always complain about whenever it's like, hey, Wendell, you went on a trip. How was it? The first thing I'll tell you about, how are the bathrooms?
Isn't there an app for that? There's an app.
See, I don't think it's quite the same as what you're experiencing. This bathroom is certainly not for you.
No.
This bathroom is for the homeless population.
Yes.
And
I think this is kind of a positive story.
In a way, I suppose.
I mean, the ideal thing is that you don't shit in the street, but...
San Francisco curbs waste with public toilets and a poop patrol. That looks like a very nice public toilet. Like I've used
better than a porta potty.
I've used like the blue stand up thing, and let me tell you, that's going to be like a DEFCON 5, like 4 alarm
like
fire.
Your prairie dogging.
Yeah,
but here's the details on this, and yeah, it is really nice. The reason it's really nice is because ex felons are staffed at like $70,000 a year.
Yeah,
to hit this every time someone goes in there. And there's a time limit where they'll just bust in and be like, you're not shooting up, are you? And they'll clean out the needles. There's a needle disposal box in there.
Well, that's handy.
And but Chris, to go back to your thing, yeah, this is nice. Like, this is a kind of a feel-good story. But you have to look at the cause of this.
Yeah.
The reason we have this nice thing is because people were pooping in the street. Yeah. Because there are people living on the street.
Yeah. But I'd prefer this to the alternative.
Better than poop on the street.
Yeah.
However, the budget for this is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Didn't they say they have people who have to, like, they're basically poop patrol and they go around? Yeah. And they're paid, like, $70,000 a year? I think was the number in the article.
Yeah, we just talked about that.
How did I miss that? My brain just turned off for a second.
You're getting infected.
Oh, you're getting it, Krista.
No.
So,
please, no. I cannot reschedule stuff.
This, it cures the symptom, but the disease is still there. But yeah, I mean, okay. The taxpayer, if I was a taxpayer in these cities, I would be super pissed because this does not serve taxpayers.
Yeah.
This only serves people who contribute nothing. And that's not cool.
The subway potties in Taiwan are amazing. They are, like, there's a huge number of people in there, and they are shockingly clean. It's incredible. It really is. Public toilets in, like, New York, I'm pretty sure only nuclear fire can clean them.
Well, cleansed
but
by
imagine how bad it is there, that it got so much worse than that, that they actually did something about it.
Yeah, that's really horrifying.
Now, this story, yeah, I hate to just dismiss it outright, but God, it seems stupid to me.
He didn't really, whoever this was, they didn't really back it up with any facts.
Caroline Klein.
Well, no, I know why they wrote this story. The headline is Robot Racism? Yes. Says a study showing humans biases toward robots. So this was a video.
Look at this video.
This visual effects house did, and I don't know if they mentioned it in
the
article. They
mentioned it was fake, yeah.
But this is an amazing visual effects video because it looks so real.
The video has nothing to do with the story.
Yeah.
So. Because this robot is white. And the argument being made in this story is that they did some kind of research, and I'm not sure who did it exactly. A study conducted by the Human Interface Technology Laboratory in New Zealand. Well, there you go.
Well, so at the risk of going a little bit out on a limb here, this is going to be like your Optimus Prime story. They've like, we're talking about ABS thermoplastic here. White ABS thermoplastic put in a blind controlled test of durability, tensile strength, etc., holds up better under test conditions.
This is not okay.
Than black thermoplastic.
Oh, you did it.
It's racist. I mean, don't listen to him. It's just him robo-tripping.
It was tested in a lab that had no photons. There were no photons in the lab. They were just like, let's put black thermoplastic and white thermoplastic in our test apparatus to see how it fares under different...
But you're missing the part that it's the patriarchy, Wendell. The chemists who mixed up these plastics are inherently
racist. They didn't
racist.
Work hard enough to find a black thermal...
No, they purposely weakened.
Yeah, it was purposely.
Because
yeah,
black
obviously.
People don't have enough opportunity in the field of chemistry. So they weren't there to call them on that, obviously. But I think the answer here is alarmingly simple. Green robots?
Oh, yeah. We should probably test that and see how strong green robots
are. Who cares
are.
How strong they are? Just avoid this. Just make robots green. What the
Literally
the
any other color.
The spots are yellow, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there you go.
Well, yellow and gray.
Gray might be on the line. What if we took the perfect, like the hex perfectly between white and black?
Oh.
All robots are that color. The perfect middle ground. But then it's going to be like, what about brown people?
You know, that's funny. That's the color they used in Futurama when they had the two presidential candidates that was like, this doesn't go far enough. And it was like, this doesn't not go far enough. And they were identical looking, just like the left and right-handed versions of somebody. It was that gray.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I have never...
Strange story.
I've never looked at a robot. And I look at a robot color the same way I look at a car color.
Yeah.
I see, if I have an option for some sort of like piece of technology and I see white or black, I choose black because it doesn't get dirty as easy.
Also, black...
Like, you don't see the dirt on it.
I think black appliances are nicer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you know what? That's probably some kind of like commentary about those are just doing my work for me. You know? It never ends.
That's amazing.
And finally, you know what? We usually save the most ridiculous story for last. I didn't sort these, and it still it turned out that way. Fantastic. This was my favorite story of the week. And it shows, not only, so we talked about the deep fake filter thing. And you think, man, we don't have to worry about that. That's not really a thing, right? It's a thing. And it's, not only is it here, it's amazing, but it's not perfect.
Popular young Chinese blogger's filter glitch is revealing she's 58 years old.
That is not her.
No, that's Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert. There she is.
Wow.
I wish they'd taken a screen grab, because I was trying to like watch the video, and it wasn't perfect. Like, I wish we had a better quality, but...
What?
I mean, I see it, but like the YouTube craps over it. Like, I don't know. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, so she is known as... what was her name?
She was
Your
very
Highness
popular.
Kiao Bilyeo? I can't remember.
I'm sure somebody in the chat
Chinese,
is going to tell us.
Yeah.
So she had 100,000 followers. This is one of those... It's interesting because the Chinese live streaming platforms, you're really not allowed to talk about much of anything. You just have to get on there and talk about really mundane stuff, or the, you know, Gestapo is going to come for you. So she was just on there singing and talking about stuff, and people were like, oh my God, she's got the voice of an angel, because that sounds better than talking about how pretty she is. But... somewhere during the stream, the filter failed. She didn't know right away, and she only realized when the viewer count started to drop.
I mean, just from this, like, she doesn't look terrible at all for her age. But I think people were probably angry because it's like, oh, you're not
what
I thought you were.
I think that's your inability to differentiate between the age of Asian people as a white person.
Well, maybe.
Because, like,
but
to them,
I also, like, look at her skin. Her skin looks good there. She doesn't really have a lot of wrinkles.
Well, she's very average, but listen, this is Princess or Queen Highness, whatever.
Well, this is like, the Instagram reality subreddit.
And they also...
where it's all filters. You don't realize
risk
it.
A couple of frames of this. She had another buddy. Oh, maybe it's further down.
There weren't a lot of good pictures in this
article.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But they showed she was streaming with another hot young Asian streamer. And they were like, you know, just going back and forth. And the other girl, to her credit, didn't even acknowledge it ever.
Didn't flinch, yeah.
No, she just kept going.
So we're not going to talk about that.
So a lot of people are trying to get their money back. She got up to $14,000 from individuals. A lot of those people are saying they want their money back. They were scammed. Some people are saying they deserved it for being orbiters. Other people are saying she's awful.
I mean, she shouldn't have deceived the viewers, but... if you don't like her after that's revealed, I mean...
That kind of says something, doesn't it?
Like, what if you liked her for her personality and the stuff she was doing on stream? I mean, that doesn't really change.
Well, the love of her voice seems to have fallen off quite a bit.
See, that makes me think it's not the voice then.
Really?
She wasn't changing her voice, was she?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Check out Instagram reality, because it's full of stuff like this. It happens all the time.
One of the comments, though, was interesting. It made me think that maybe some people had already realized this. Like, the software wasn't good enough. Because there was one comment where somebody had said, when are you going to take off the filter? We want to see the real you. And I think they thought that the filter was much less severe.
Probably. Yeah. Because, and, I mean, you can tell because the skin's blurred.
And
people have pores.
Her response to that, and maybe this will color your ideas a little bit more, her response was like, oh, I can't do that yet. I haven't gotten my goal of like so many.
Nice.
So she was stringing some people along. But... just goes to show you, it's the world we live in.
They're saying we should have filtered ourselves.
Oh. We could have filtered Wendell's mask off.
But have it like, it should be weird though, where it's like a smooth chin. But you can still occasionally see Wendell's beard hair and stuff like glitching through the filter.
That would be funny. We replace ourselves with a small shell script.
All right, I'm going to stop the video.
That's it for the news. We'll see you next week. Oh, watch for... interesting things happening live stream wise on the Level 1 channel later. Well, no, that would have happened on Wednesday. So, yeah.
This is an old episode. But if you're watching live right now,
we'll see you next
people
week.
People hate that.
Yeah.
Why can't you just record it every day?
We don't have time. We have jobs.